Thanks to you, Caravel Aid.
Cheers.
Yes, cheers. Cheers to you with our coffee. And what did you do? Did you have hot water?
No.
Oh.
Just water.
Okay. Just
yeah,
a water girl.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. You use the blue cylinder there. Good morning to you. Gemini Publications doing well. Is there a Christmas tree up at the office?
Absolutely. Mini ones. Baby ones.
Is there news that still happens in December?
Oh, my gosh. You know, we'll ask Birgit about that because she's coming in next, and she's got one of the hottest projects in the state of Michigan with the Steelcase Pyramid being up. Mm-hmm. For bid, depending on those tax credits. So it's an interesting time to be Birgit Close and working with the legislature and trying to make this happen for the state of Michigan, not just this region, but a major technology build-out is possible with that. We have, actually, I was going to talk to you about the gifts of the economy that keep on giving.
Role. Yes, tell me about
and
that.
And that would be the Newsmaker of the Year list that the Business Journal has published this last week. And we will be honoring these newsmakers at a big breakfast at Meyer Gardens on January 27th. Mm-hmm. So very big deal, very big things happening in this economy this year. And this is our way to kind of bring it all home and what were the top stories for 2015. If you look at arts and entertainment, it was David Hooker and the Frederick Meyer Garden. Yes. Lorraine Smulligan, Lowell Arts, a major campaign going on out there. And Rick DeVos with Art Prize and some build-outs. Some worked, some didn't, but the handicap accessible pieces and a number of other additions over this last year certainly keeps that of rank in the arts and entertainment category. Beverages. Gosh, we're talking beer again. But now we're not just talking about beer, okay?
Did you hit the distilleries?
This is good. Now we have booze and beer. So Long Road Distillers, Kyle Van Strien and John O'Connor, the new city commissioner, 2016. And Mike Stevens, Dave Engbers, major founders. Brewing news this year. $40 million expansion was completed. The merger with the Spanish distributor, so in international sales. A lot of things going on for that group, too. And then Michael Brower, Pigeon Hill up in Muskegon. All those are the top in the beverage category for economic development. And then we have something which is precisely economic development. Yes. And in this regard, Cindy Larson, Muskegon Chamber, Jonathan Seaforth, Downtown Muskegon, Ed Garner, Muskegon Area First. This is for the Watch Us Grow campaign.
Watch Muskegon Grow, yep.
And Shelley, I can't tell you or overemphasize the partnership created between all the governmental units to make this happen, and that's significant in Muskegon County. So that was quite the job, and everybody's working and going in the same direction at the same time. That's a good thing for Muskegon. Then the Smart Zone, Jennifer Owens, Lakeshore Advantage, and the Grand Rapids Smart Zone, property tax breaks of 50% for anybody landing in that Smart Zone, a $400 million plan that is more regional because it combines both the Holland and Grand Rapids Smart Zones. And another major story of this year, that Gerald R. Ford International Airport, Brian Ricks, the executive director, who an entirely new system of governance and greater opportunities, hopefully, to expand the services provided at GRR to us.
That's right. That's what you fly out in and out of, right.
And then in education, Teresa Wetherall-Neal, Grand Rapids Public Schools, accomplishments, especially with the focus schools of innovation, the public campaign for the millage. John Dunn, president of Western Michigan University, is being named as one of the top newsmakers in this category. People are in the immediate area don't always realize how significant some of the operations at Western have been. So 171 million-dollar national manufacturing initiative in this last year, reopening a Grand Rapids facility, campuses, extension campuses and coursework in Florida, supply chain honors. So Western's, you know, really doing its part in this region, not just in training, but, you know, in education, but in those expansions. Kind of reminds me of Grand Valley State University, with, you know, another $44 million in building projects approved, the solar garden, a $730 million economic impact on the local region. Those, you can't underestimate the power of education in this economy. So, again, kudos to Teresa Weatherall, Neil John down at Western, and Tom Hess at Grand Valley State University.
So your newsmakers are up for a vote, and then you you surprise us again with
that's
the,
right. No one knows the top newsmaker in any of these categories until we get to January 27.
January 27. Carol Vallade with us, yes.
In finance, you know, there was a lot of merger acquisition in finance this year. Sandy Jelinski, Lake Michigan Credit Union, had a major acquisition with United Federal Credit Union and its merger. Amazing built business on mortgage loans. I mean, they've really, really built that business. And then Jason Wenk, Formula Folio, a $225 million startup campaign for this relatively new group, and a 471% growth rate. So Formula Folio, Jason Wenk, is not to be underestimated in the financial category. Dave Raymaker is being recognized, again, merger and acquisition activity within Chemical Financial Bank. What about food?
If you've already talked about booze and beer, we need to talk about food, Carol.
You know, there are dozens of examples in the food category, but the Business Journal is recognizing Rick Scalise with Hearthside, Stephen Herbruck with Herbrucks, and the $43 million expansion, Eggs and Chickens. So, all products we know. And John Bryant, Kellogg Corporation. Major acquisitions in Egypt, Africa, pumpkin spice, somebody said was worthy of, you know, making them a nominee in the food category. Healthcare. You remember what happened in healthcare this year?
yes, tell me.
Mary Freebed. They opened the rehabilitation hospital. And they also partnered in Munson, providing services up that way. The Rick Brand, Spectrum Health, major build-outs and new partnerships in Holland with Pennock, and a move to bring additional workers into the downtown, expand the administrative offices in the immediate downtown Grand Rapids. And then Bill Mann's, St. Mary's Mercy Medical Health. And specifically, Shelley, the Business Journal editors and reporters thought it was important to recognize the apprenticeship program that St. Mary's created with Michigan Works to bring more healthcare workers into the system. It's now a shared program between all of the hospitals in the region, but St. Mary's really put in all of the effort and work to make that apprenticeship happen.
To make it sustainable.
It was also a big year in law.
You'll bring up broadcasting.
Well, we might have to add that category. You keep going, girl. We'll have to do that. So law.
Yeah.
Stephanie Hoffer and Sheila Eddy at Smith Howie. Big Michigan Supreme Court decision in a suit on the state equalized value and that law. And then Doug Donnell, Michael Myers, and John Anding, Drew Cooper and Anding, for the $83 million Cyberco case against Huntington Bank. Greta Gerwel reach at Warner Norcross. And, the Warner Norcross was the SEV, and Smith Howey was the medical malpractice case before the U.S. Supreme Court.
For Smith Howey, yeah.
Very big. I mean, that's precedent-setting law, and the individuals working, you know, right here in Grand Rapids are setting new standards. So it's a really, really cool category this year. In manufacturing, Keith Raybourne, Plasan North America. Birgit talks often about this Israeli company, smart technologies and plastics, cars like I've never seen, probably will never own.
Yeah, well, never say never.
And a major build out with a relocation from Vermont of one of their plants there. So expansions, again, in the Grand Rapids area for Plasan. General Motors, $119 million expansion of its plant in Wyoming. Very significant in this year, and especially for Wyoming. And Amway opened an $81 million plant in Ada, part of the build-out in business services. So all of those individuals are going to be recognized. Steve Van Andel and Doug DeVos with Amway, and Scott Weibrew with General Motors. The nonprofit philanthropy, Tammy Vandenberg, build-out with Wellhouse.
Wellhouse.
She's significant work. I mean, this is a nonprofit that did not even exist. And then she went back to improve them with green roof and sustainable architecture and services, a pretty big, impressive endeavor on her part. No less so than Kathy Crosby at Goodwill Industries, expanding the Workforce Development Center most especially. They've opened several additional boutiques and outlets, but the Workforce Development Center really services this economy and endeavors to get everyone to work, everyone that is able and wants to work. So good work on her part in that area. And then to the DeVos family, Richard M. DeVos. The DeVos family, as you know, made the Forbes list of top U.S. givers, and it's not insignificant that they are the only family providing over 60% in this community. They keep it local, and that is kind of the surprise with that Forbes list. How are we doing on time?
Well, I'll give you another 7 minutes, Carol Vallade.
Well,
because that's what we're doing. We're sharing again those top newsmakers,
the top story
of each of the categories,
the economy that keeps on giving.
And then there is a, shall we say, a winner for each is named, or you just give the categories.
We're the top. The Business Journal has listed the top three for each of these business sectors, and then in January, we will name the top newsmaker in each, newsmaker of the year.
So everything we've just talked about has already made it to the top.
Top three. Well, now we're breaking here to discuss that at a good point, because in real estate and construction, we had 43 companies and individuals to consider in real estate and construction. That took a while. We needed a second meeting.
Late nights on that, yeah.
So rising to the top, Mike Moraz, Rockford Construction, and the final last project, rehabilitation in downtown, and that is the project called Morton House, now open and renting. It was a major, major project by Rockford Construction. Derek Kappas, 616 Development. He opened several residential units, rehab buildings, also created a community conversation about affordable housing. And David Levitt, Third Coast Development, which is opening the Hampton in Midtown, the Medical Mile, and just recently announced additional building projects, including a four-story residential building on the Medical Mile. So that's how the 43 projects in retail came down to in real estate and construction. Retail was another big category. This is Tanger Outlets opened. That so Stephen Tanger is one of our newsmakers of the year in retail. Scott Weirda, CWD Real Estate, for the complete overhaul at Breton Village. You can't underestimate the domino impact of that kind of redesign and continuing to draw a community for local shopping to that area, and the one retailer that broke our website, I think, Trader Joe's, 53,000 opens. I can't even tell you how many shares. Only glamping came close to Trader Joe's, in terms of GRBJ.com and its reporting effort every day in terms of what's new and what's going on. So that's your retail category, Trader Joe's, Tanger, and CWD. In sports, Lou Chamberlain, West Michigan Whitecaps, champions. Can we cue the music? We are the champions.
Not that kind of station.
Oh, not for now. Oh, Bruce Israel, the new owner of the Muskegon Lumberjacks. That's going to be hot for them. You expect some changes. I think it's all going to be good for Muskegon. Again, watch us grow up there in Muskegon. And the newest entry to sports in the West Michigan region, Grand Rapids Football, Matt Roberts. He brought it. It's all good. And the league, which is just a startup, playing at Osmond Field, drawing 6,000 spectators for a game, is almost unheard of. Even Lou Chamberlain likes this. And they just drew the top scorer in the nation. The top scorer in the nation is going to be playing in Grand Rapids. So all good in sports. What about startups? Oh, you want a startup?
Yeah.
Too Much Fun, Varsity News Network.
That's Ryan.
Ryan Vaughn. $3.7 million in financing for the Varsity News Network. He's going to be able to expand that. It's, it's a really cool idea. Blue Medora, Nathan Owen, $4.6 million in financing, doubling staff, and creating a European presence. Very good stuff. The Sportsman app. Jeff Corter.
I don't know about that one.
The Sportsman Tracker.
Okay.
So you can have this all on your phone, Shelley. You look it up. It's all good. So that kind of goes back to the sports category. You watch the football. Let's go. All right. Sustainability. That's another tough category. There are over a dozen projects that occurred in this year alone. One thing kind of spawns another. Again, this is the domino impact in the region, and that's good news. I mean, as I keep saying, the gift of the economy keeps on giving. And in sustainability, the nominees are Greg Northrup for Sustainable Partners, and that included the Lowell Biodigester, the first one to open. It's a huge effort and a very big footprint in terms of sustainability in this region. The expansion of the Kent County Recycling Center, Kristen Weiland, yay. Mm-hmm. And Seth Yon for Greener Grads. That's the program where you're selling, using your graduation gowns. Yeah, thank you for helping me with that.
Well,
got time for one more?
Yes, I do.
Technology, everybody's favorite, because I've got a new entry for technology to end this. Matt Nigan, Worksited in Holland, major expansion this year. Meredith Bronk, Open Systems
OST.
OST. And she is tireless, mentoring, in the STEM areas with young women opening, you know, offices around the country, you know, plus handling the London office, an amazing local leader. And Carl Erickson, Atomic Object. So
wow,
very, very cool. Goodness. Atomic had a 2.9 million expansion, adding 33 jobs. That's a technology job that's here to stay. It's
right.
Very cool.
So again,
there's your wrap
that
on
is,
the local
that
economy.
That is a wrap. There is no time for the others. Now, how? One more time. We will be speaking again before your 27th event.
Exactly.
But how do you register for attendance, please?
grbj.com. Go to the link. It's that easy. And keep tuned because there are certainly we're building now for the additions to the list in 2016.
It doesn't stop.
Never forget.
Carol Aid, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you.
And thank you to you and all of your listeners as well. Cheers.